Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 28th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. We can't give all the detail in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information about some of the verses. Today, we're up to Psalm 122, and we're going to read verses 6 to 9. It reads, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity." Three P's here. Prayer, peace, and prosperity. The psalmist is excited. He's anticipating. He's on his pilgrimage to Jerusalem. He's anticipating arriving there. He's excited when someone asked him to go and rejoice together there, to pray, to worship. He's anticipating being there, his feet standing within the gates of Jerusalem. He's looking forward to being united with his brothers from all the tribes to worship together. He's looking forward to the judgments even, because he knows that they are God putting all things right. And so finally, as he comes to the end of the psalm, he says, pray for that peace in Jerusalem. And peace is a major issue here. And we find that peace when we're in the habit of worship. Indeed, worship, though it brings us to a place of peace, it makes us desire that peace even more and for it to be even deeper. As somebody said, worship does not satisfy our hunger for God. It whets our appetite. And the word pray here is the word ask in Hebrew. Very, very simple word, very informal word. It's not the formal word for prayer, but an informal word. In other words, it's an everyday thing, not a special occasion thing. He's not saying pray for peace of Jerusalem right now because it's in crisis, but because it's always needed. And we also always need that peace, something to be woven into our everyday lives. It's the same word Hebrews would use if they were asking for a second helping of bread, if they were still hungry, or if they were looking for asking for directions if they were lost. Similarly, we need to pray and ask for peace. Now, the second point here, within the walls. Within your walls, security within your citadels. In verse 8, peace be within you. This is a peace that needs to be inside. The word peace, shalom, a rich word. It's about wholeness, not just a feeling of peace. It's like when Jesus healed people. He gave them shalom, a sense of healing, practical and real healing that affected the whole of who they were. This prayer for peace is primarily not a prayer for safety from forces outside trying to harm Jerusalem, but for peace within. The word within is repeated several times, and that's so important in the Christian church, that we pray as much for, if not more, for unity and peace amongst us in the church, as much as we need protection from evil forces from outside. And we see, of course, that much, very much in the New Testament, where we see many churches struggling to remain unified and at peace within. Have you been praying for peace within your family group, within your house church, within your local region, within your church? If you're not praying for that peace, then we're doing something wrong. Let's pray for peace, the shalom that only God can give. And then prosperity, verse 9. I will seek your prosperity, shalva. The root meaning is leisure, a relaxed position of one at peace with God and confident of their provision and protection. Seeking the good of something that honors God is more important than personal fulfillment. And this is a calling for us, if we are people of faith, that we seek the prosperity of God's people. We seek the benefit of benefiting God's desires and his dreams for people and for this lost world. That's more, that should be more important to us. And of course, if we are a people of worship, we will keep that perspective. So, we've looked at three things that are on the heart of the psalmist today, that he wants to ask for peace. Let us ask for such peace. He says, pray for peace, and that peace is a rich wholeness of unity. Let's pray for that. And let's seek the prosperity of God's kingdom and put him first. If you'd like to know more about our church work, then have a look on our website, nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. And tomorrow we will go on to Psalm 123. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.